News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Tuesday morning. Every now and then I have to think about what day it is before I say it. But good Tuesday morning. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. Also in studio with me, News Director Brandon Peoples across the table. Coming up, we have a big show. We have a lot of guests coming in from the Cancer Companion Support Group. Jamie Spikes and Judy Boyle will be in. We'll have talking about the Fort Riley hiring fair, Benita Edwards and Marion Moore. We'll also have Dave Atchison from USD 383 to talk about the Coral Fest coming up. But first, we have Pranav Savanur. He is the public relations officer with the Indian Student Association at K-State. Pranav, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Of course, of course. And so you're the public relations officer there at the Indian Student Association at K-State. And well, first of all, just tell me a little bit about how you first got involved with the Indian Student Association.
So last year when I came to K-State from India, so they play, like the Indian Students Association play a vital role in helping international students and specifically Indian students, but we also offer help to other students to find housing if they're graduate students or something and help them with rides and stuff from the airport. So that's how I came in contact with them. And then we have our first event called Swagat, where they welcome all the new Indian students and international students at K-State. So they introduce themselves and what they do and stuff. So you can like start getting involved from there.
And what's been, as you said, you just came over fairly recently from India. Mm-hmm. How's it been? What do you think of Kansas so far? How's your adjustment been?
So Kansas and India is like two different parts of the world. So there's so much population everywhere in India. The population of the city I'm from is 8 times more than the whole state of Kansas. So coming here, looking at like all the landscapes and like the Kansa and stuff, I felt like very connected to nature. And I feel like I have more time for myself to like, you know, discover myself too. So I like Kansas so far.
And if you don't mind me asking, what state were you from?
I'm from Karnataka. I'm from a city called Bangalore. It's like the Silicon Valley of India.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a lot of tech going on.
Yeah.
All right. And coming up, I think on Saturday, November 3rd, Saturday, is your Sanskriti event. And it's a sort of a cultural event with a lot of music and a lot of presentations going on. Can you tell me a little bit about, I guess, the history of the event and what some people might see there?
Yeah, so Sanskriti is an annual event the Indian Student Association at K-State offer every year. It's held in Forum Hall in the K-State Student Union, and it's free, and we have free Indian food as well. So first, it was like showcase Indian talent and give a platform for Indian students at K-State to like exhibit their talent and work together with other Indian students and put up a show. But over the years, it has evolved to be a more diversely focused event. So we are trying to like showcase Indian culture and event to the public. And we're also open rooms for them to get involved with us and participate in us so that they can also embrace and understand the Indian culture, which is very diverse. So that's our main goal, to include diversity.
And there's a lot of different performances involved, musical, there's art exhibits, there's henna tattoos. What are some of the musical performances that we might see there?
So we're bringing some excellent performers, which are among the top 10 Indian performers in the whole U.S. So we are actually funded by the Diversity Program Council at K-State. So they believe in our mission and everything. So we got the highest funding, which we had never received before. And so they will come in and have a workshop where domestic students or like American students can get involved and learn how to play instruments. The instruments mainly which are coming this year are sitar and tabla. So tabla is like one of the oldest drum systems. So they're going to like, you got to like interact with those professional drum players, the Indian drum players, and learn how to play it as well. We've also partnered with the School of Theatre, Music and Art, and students are coming over there to understand music in the South Asian culture.
And, of course, I understand that the sitar is a little hard to play.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a little bit of difficulty getting into that. Mm-hmm. Have you had much experience playing it?
I've played sitar once, and I must say, like, the strings are more, like, tough and rough than a guitar. So it is a fun experience, but, yeah, it's a whole new experience to try. So trying new things isn't bad. So
And it's kind of a big event. As you said, it's grown quite considerably. We were talking during the break, or before the show, rather, about how it's grown quite a bit this year.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about how it started out and how it's sort of doubled in performance, as you said, right?
Yeah. So first, it started off with only, like, the main stage events, where it would go for, like, 2 hours or so, and we had, like, less funding and everything. But over the years, we started off having our cultural exhibition along with our main performance event. So cultural exhibition gives that opportunity to embrace, like, the culture. In person, we have volunteers explaining everything about India, be it, like, religions in India, or different festivals we have, or scientific research we're doing, or, like, what K-State students from India are doing at K-State too. So there are many students in anthropology, theater, music who are learning Indian music and Indian culture and heritage. So it's like it's giving them that platform to interact with students like us who experience that lifestyle throughout their life and come to K-State. So we're giving that platform for them to have that cultural exchange. So that's a very new thing. And we're also inviting external performers, as I said. It's been a recent trend. So excellent performers come from different parts of the U.S. and come perform on our stage. So last year was one of the biggest events in our history. We had more than 600 people witness our show, and Forum Hall can occupy only 700. So we had like 600 people and like few people coming in and going. So, and we also won the best event of the year last year from K-State. So this year, we're also more focused on the Case Unite motive, which happened recently. So we wanted to take responsibility on that on one of the international organizations so that to better include diversity and inclusion at K-State campus.
And as we mentioned, food. We like talking about food here, especially especially during the mornings. You mentioned there's going to be the food was free. You said, right?
Yes, yes. So the whole event is free. Even the henna, everything is free. The food, we're going to have authentic Indian snacks this year, so you can have how much ever you want. And we have everything from spicy stuff to sweet stuff and not so spicy stuff as well. So you can do a blazing challenge in our event too.
Oh, really? There's a blazing challenge, like a super hot type food?
There's going to be snacks which are super authentic, which are going to be spicy. So we're also going to have mild snacks for people who can't handle the spice too.
That's probably a good idea. You know, I moved here from California and I kind of quickly realized that maybe my spice tolerance wasn't shared in Kansas.
That's true.
Not across the bar. Some folks here are very good with spice, I'll have to say. But there are some who might not necessarily be the best at it.
Yeah.
Definitely. What is, I guess, your favorite dish that will be available there?
I think my favorite dish is the sweet. So I think it's called Gulab Jamun. So it's kind of like a ball-shaped sweet, which is dipped in a syrup. It's like fried sweet.
Ooh.
So yeah, it sounds like a funny combination, but once you try it, you love it.
It sounds almost like a fair food in a way, fried sweets. We pull that off a lot at our local county fairs, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And are you aware of the times that it'll be open? I have a little bit of here if you don't have the numbers in front of you, too.
Yeah, so the cultural exhibition goes from 11:30 to 1, where we have different spots in the courtyard of the union, where they're going to be exhibiting art crafts and jewelry and clothes from India and a specialty of each state. And there's also going to be workshop happening simultaneously. So the one workshop will happen in the courtyard and one workshop will happen in the Forum Hall. So people can participate in both the workshops, and there'll be a small map which will be given with instructions of where to find what, so people don't get confused. And the Indian food will be served from 11:30 to 4 p.m. continuously, and the main stage event starts from 1 p.m. So it goes from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. and it ends with a stunning Bollywood performance. And before that, we have a fashion show where we have many of my students from my classes and different organizations coming, wearing Indian clothes and walking the ramp. So that'll be Exciting.
All right. And that's at Forum Hall Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. total. The performances start at 1.
Yes.
And do you have any other events coming up as well that you'd like to just touch on real quick before we head off to our break?
Yeah. So we have Holi, which is celebrated in the next semester. So if you follow our Facebook page, K-State Indian Students Association, you'll have recent updates. So Holi is a place where we play with colors, basically. So last year we had over 100 people come up, and most of them were people who reside in Jardine. So it happens in Jardine opposite to the JPs.
All right. So thanks for coming out, Pravin.
Yeah, thank you for having me
here. Of course. And thank you very much for listening. We'll be back with a little more here. I almost got ahead of myself and thought I was closing out the show. But no, we have Jamie Spikes and Judy Boyd coming from Cancer Companions to talk to us. So stay tuned for more In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.